Welcome to this edition of Voice of America's Women Rising. I'm your host, Frances Alonzo. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization reported that a suicide takes place every 40 seconds in the world. China, Japan, India, and South Korea are listed as the Asian countries recording the highest number of suicides in 2012. What is pushing women and girls to see that suicide is the answer to their problems? Is this a true and accurate count of women and girls dying a preventable death? I pose those questions to Suzanne Petroni, the Senior Director of Gender, Population, and Development with the International Center for Research on Women. She breaks down the statistics and explains some of the causes of suicide among women and girls.
Suicide is now the leading cause of death among 15 to 19-year-old girls worldwide. Suicide now outpaces maternal mortality and HIV/AIDS-related causes as the major killer of girls in this age group. The suicide rate in South and East Asia is particularly shocking. Here, it's 5 times higher than it is in Europe or the Americas. So while the global average in this age group is 11.7 deaths from suicide per 100,000 15 to 19-year-old girls, in South and East Asia, suicide accounts for about 28 deaths per 100,000 girls.
What is it attributed to, do you think?
We don't actually know a whole lot about suicide across low- and middle-income countries. The evidence base is pretty thin. And partly this is due to the fact that the death records may not always attribute the cause of death to suicide. And partly it's because suicide attempts are not widely monitored by national health surveys. Only a third of countries ask about suicide attempts in the most widely used adolescent health surveys, and none of the countries in the Asia region asks about suicide attempts in these surveys. So we don't know a lot about the issue broadly in Asia. We do know more about it in India than elsewhere. Death rates from suicide are among the highest in the world for both adolescent girls and boys. We know that the prevalence of depression in children and adolescents has increased in India over the past 2 decades, as has the prevalence of suicidal behavior. We know from a study published this year that some 13 to 16% of adolescent girls and boys in India had symptoms of depression and post-traumatic stress, which is much higher than in other countries.
I'm sure mental health professionals have come up with a couple of theories. Do you know what those might be?
One of the theories, and in fact one that's fairly grounded in evidence across other regions, is that, you know, adolescence is this critical phase of development, and gender roles tend to become more differentiated, as does discrimination based on gender. So some of the things that you see in terms of gender-based discrimination during adolescence include increased risk of violence, child and forced marriage, sexual abuse and exploitation, limitations on reproductive control, exclusion from education or employment or decision-making, unequal chore burdens. All of these things are among the risk factors for suicide that we see from WHO.
Earlier you mentioned the need for data. Why is data important? What would that information do for these children?
Collecting information can help us gain a better understanding of what is actually happening and what the drivers are of depression and self-harm, starting with vital registration, birth records, on up to health records and, fortunately, the death records, and making sure we have an accurate assessment and count of why individuals are dying is so important to helping us improve interventions and policies that can improve adolescent health.
That was Suzanne Petroni, the Senior Director of Gender, Population, and Development with the International Center for Research on Women. You can read the full WHO report at who.int. You can listen to this podcast and check out other podcasts of Women Rising at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo. Thank you for joining me on Women Rising.